into Advent. And we will light the prophecy candle of hope. We can have hope because God is faithful and will keep the promises made to us. Our hope comes from God. I'll just do a reading from Romans 15, 12 and 13. The root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. No, we've asked that one. Nobody's having a birthday today, unless anyone else has come in. No. So, read this first. To think there for a minute where I was. So we're going to read the liturgy.
Using all the way through Advent. So this is week one, and it's something that will follow on through. So just to tell you that it's set now for the 4 weeks.
And there is a response for you, which will be in bold. Yeah? The next one with the... Yeah, that's it. It's Advent. Not yet Christmas. It's time for you and me to prepare, to get ready for the coming of the Christ child. The day will come, so now we prepare to welcome. Let us take time to reflect for ourselves when God reigns.
There is room for you and me.
Let us reflect on the path in life we have chosen. When God reigns,
there is room for you and me.
Let us reflect on God's love for us and all people when God reigns.
There is room for you and me.
Let us reflect, be awake and be ready. When God reigns,
there is room for you and me.
Let us prepare to receive Christ, the most important gift of all. When God reigns,
there is room for you and me.
And now, Itana, would you like to come and help us light the first candle? Yes, so we'll light.
Heather, I think Heather, if she comes up.
All right.
I've just remembered when we were singing that. Somebody rang last night. Four people wanted to come around at 12. No way was I going to be home for 12, so I've told them to come here. Sorry, Diane, anybody, I haven't even said. I've told them to come here, and I thought if we set up a table here in case we're still having coffee, then it'd be all right, I can see them here, and these four people can be here. I haven't got anything to give them, so I thought I'd quickly make a few chocolate buns. It won't take me a minute. They can cook whilst they're having coffee, and all will be well. So if you could lay up that table, let me get on with this, it will be fine.
Well, I'm sure we can find helpers to help us set the table. Are there two helpers? Or three? Oh, with Leora, Sylvie, and Harrison.
Brilliant.
Isn't that fantastic?
Right, one of you come here and help me to make this. Two of you go and help Doreen. Let's get this table laid. It should be all right, because Granny is the best cake maker in the world, apparently. Right, well, I've brought an apron just in case somebody came with a pretty dress on.
Okay, Leora and Harrison. There we go. There's a tablecloth, do you think, between you can cover there? Let's make it all nice and smart. Open it right out. And again.
Right, now what we need to do, Sylvie, is get this going as quickly as possible.
What else do you think we need?
Chocolate cakes.
That's fine. That's lovely. Oh, beautiful. Now, if I give you two each napkins, are you good at folding napkins, making a triangle?
Right, if Granny tips this bit, oh, no, let's have this bit. Oh, you know, I can't even remember the order now that I'm here. Oh, my goodness me, it's such a stress. Thank goodness.
And what
Sylvie's
else
here.
Do you think
she'll
we're
be fine?
Need?
Right, give that a stir, please, Sylvie. Just mess it all up. Thank you. These are going to be brilliant.
Now, what do you think you're going to
need
from in there? You can just give each one of those a wipe.
Sugar.
Set it for four people.
Right.
How's
okay.
that?
That's a lot of sugar.
Well,
okay.
It's okay.
There's some things in here, Harrison.
It'll be fine. What else do we need?
There we go. What do you think we
need? Can we move on to the table a little bit
right,
closer?
And there's a towel. You can just give them a quick wipe over because it's nice to have them nice and clean, isn't it? Make them
shiny. I think
we need
some flour first. We need a little bit of... How are you getting on over there?
We're doing fantastic here. We're getting some lovely work done.
These are coming on. Yeah, they're going to be great.
Who's going to put... What about the sauces first? Do you think that would be a good idea?
Give it another stir. You don't need many.
Oh, look at that.
There's only four people coming. That should be... That's about right, isn't it? Yeah, that'll do, won't it?
Don't forget, we need spaces for people to sit.
What else
we
need
have one
for
each corner.
Chocolate, all right. Chocolate.
I think we're going to have as well. Is that what we need?
Would
you have for afternoon tea, do you think? You're doing a wonderful job here.
Right, you like a bit of
Who
chocolate. Right, go
help
on then.
Us, hey?
And we need a bit of milk.
Right, and what do you think those are? Cake
there
forks.
Go.
Yeah,
going.
So we need... We need plates, Harrison.
Like
there we are.
Cakes.
You do the plates. How are we
doing? What do you mean, not much?
Oh. Oh, wow.
Well. Milk. Actually,
is the cake going okay
water,
there?
Right.
Yes, look.
How
everything
are we doing?
Going well?
Oh.
Yeah, oh.
We're nearly there.
Right,
but...
one. Have we got anything else in here? Oh, we got some spares here. What are these? Do we still need these? There we are, Leora. Do we
there
still
you go.
Need those, anybody? Well, that's everything, isn't it?
How are we doing? Shall Granny give us a stir? Right.
There we go. Let's pop those.
Right. It's coming on. But there's something... Does it look right,
Why
Sylvie?
Don't we pop the plates like
what
that?
What's wrong with it?
Next to it. And we can put the teaspoon
I don't know.
In there. Yeah?
Has
anybody...
Would you
there
like to
go,
taste
Harrison?
This?
You need a fork. Because we don't want
gross.
Them picking up the cakes with fingers, do we? Fork on each.
Oh, this is busy, isn't it?
So look,
well, I suppose if nobody else will taste it, I'd better taste it.
That's it. Are we done? I think we're done, aren't we?
There's something wrong. I just know there's
something. Oh, well done. You're putting it all.
Oh, no, now what? Wait, I haven't turned my phone off.
The phone? That's...
Hello. What do you mean there's five? Tell me four. Yeah, there's another one. Oh, for goodness sake. Okay. Right, we'll sort it. Okay, cheers.
What are we going to do?
Oh, God, Sylvie, we better taste this. I think we better taste this.
Think we'll need that cup for someone.
Maybe we've got...
Maybe we've got another box here, do you think?
I think there's something seriously wrong here, Sylvie.
Right, have a look what's in that one, you two. Is there anything that's suitable? Can you bring them out and show everybody? Show everyone.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Look what I picked up. I wasn't prepared. I was dashing around this morning. I thought, doesn't Bourneville chocolate always come in the red pack? And what does it say, Sylvie? Can you read that?
Gravy.
Oh no, I've put gravy in and there's something else. When I tasted it, I know it's not right, and I know the other thing I've done, I've picked up the salt pot instead of the sugar.
Do you think you'll have to make Yorkshire puddings?
Oh dear, I don't know. It's just going to have to do, or they'll have to do without. That's the only thing. They'll
and
just
I'm
have
sorry,
to do with...
Yeah, I'm sorry, but
no
we're
cake.
Not prepared either.
Oh, no.
Have we got room? No. We've got one, two, three, and look what we've got left.
Have... Oh, well, it'll have
to do. So we're not prepared either.
It will have to do. Just,
shall we?
Just bug it on.
Squeeze it on?
Somebody will be happy.
Oh, a baby cup. Was it a baby coming?
Didn't say.
Well, I think that's the best we can do because we're not prepared. Isn't that right? You've done such a beautiful setting of the table and we're just not prepared.
Oh,
no.
This is rather like the other day when we were trying to prepare. The phone never stopped ringing. Oh, my goodness me.
What's going to happen now?
What now? No. Oh, my goodness me. Why did you not say in the first place? Did you not know he was coming? Okay. This person is Jesus.
And have we made room
not
for him?
Prepared, and we haven't made room for him. And where should Jesus be when we do things?
Where should he be? Can you point roughly on the
where
table?
Where do you think he should be?
Where would he be?
In the center.
Well done.
And he should have our best, shouldn't he? So we're going to sing that in a moment. We're going to sing Jesus Be the Center because, you see, it was never going to work, was it? Because I wasn't prepared. And I did all the wrong things. I put in gravy. We put in salt. It's not an ingredient for a cake. I'm not going to live this down, I can see. This is going to live with me. Okay, so do you think you better take the apron back that you gave me saying best cake maker?
No.
Right, you want to go and sit down. Thank you for your help. I think what we were trying to say here was that we should always keep Jesus at the center of everything we do. I must say, you laid a great table over
They've
there,
done
guys.
A wonderful job.
Thank you, all of you.
Thank you. Okay, well done. Okay, today, our reading is going to come from the Lion Storyteller, and it's the story of the two sisters. So I'm just going to ask Melanie if she'll come up and be alongside Katie. It's not fair, moaned Martha. It's just not fair. I've cleaned the house from top to bottom. I've scrubbed the floors till my fingers hurt. But my sister Mary does is sit and talk to Jesus. It's not right, moaned Martha. It's just not right. I've plucked the chickens, and I've baked the bread, and I've sweated for hours over a hot stove, but all my sister Mary does is sit and talk to Jesus. It won't do, moaned Martha. It simply won't do. Mopping up, washing up, tidying, I've done it all, and I am fed up. Because all my sister Mary does is sit and talk to Jesus.
Martha, Martha, sighed Jesus, you are my friend. I'm so glad you invited me to your house. Place is spotless. Food was delicious. But you mustn't be angry with Mary, your sister, for she has made the right choice. Cooking and cleaning and washing up are important, but sometimes it's better to put away your brushes, put away your cloths, to rest. To sit and talk with Amen.
Amen.
And bless you, Melanie. Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. I knew she was the right person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, whilst I just reorganise myself here to the many different things that we have on. Okay, so we're thinking about today, we're continuing, in fact, this will be our last of the series of journeys. And so I did think it would be really good if we did our journey into Advent and what it means to us. We just lit the hope candles and you are busy doing your Advent wreaths. But tell me, particularly young people at the moment, if I said Advent, what would you think? What would you think, Harrison, if I said Advent? Leora, Advent, Advent Christmas, yeah? Leora? Candles? What would you think, Sylvie? What happens soon? Advent? I'm going to give you a calendar. I think when we're being really honest, roundabouts, this is what we think, isn't it? And there's a couple of Advent calendars. Have you got any Advent calendars ready, just waiting to be opened? You haven't got one, Sylvie, you don't think. Quite unusual for your house, I have to say. I happen to know. Do you think you might be having one? You think so? What about you, Leora? Yeah, it's coming. Do you think, Atana, do you think you'll get one? What's inside, probably? Go, Sylvie. Chocolate. Yeah. And do you like chocolate? Well, just you make sure that when you open it, it's not gravy inside this time. Right, so chocolate calendars, and, you know, we look at the price of everything, it's gone up, and I was amazed to find out that a Dairy Milk chocolate calendar, Advent calendar, is £10. Do you think the Lindt one is a little bit more? A fraction more, it's £11.50. £11.50. But just remember, we think that children and young people are the only ones that have Advent calendars, but I can tell you otherwise. Thank you, Nick. Because there's some for dads. We've got I'm Dreaming of a Cheddar Christmas, or Cheesemas, actually. Now, that comes in at a cool £35. So just before we blame the kids for wasting money, you know. And then there's the next one, the men's stuff. Well, that one is £38. But the men are well catered for. I can tell you, those aren't the only two. And I'm always told by everybody, if there wasn't a market for these things, they wouldn't be made. So we look at the next one, Nick, and this comes to something that we might have seen before. On the left, we have the Nivea Advent calendar for ladies. And I'm sure you gents, if you listen, Bill's not listening, you see, the Nivea Advent calendar for ladies. That comes in at £48, Paul, £48. But that's all right, because I think Graham's going to do the next one. Thank you. It's the Dior one. And I'm sure you're going to be thrilled with this, because how could he fail to do so after today? The Dior calendar, however, will cost you £470. So, Advent calendars. A lot of people gauge things like that by Advent calendars. But then there's all the other things that happen around Christmas that always send us in a whirl, isn't there? There's the shopping for the presents. I know there's suddenly a flurry to go to town, especially with the men on Christmas Eve. Yes, Sylvie? And you're going to England for Christmas. That's another thing. Booking the tickets, making sure everything's packed, telling Santa to go to the right place. All those things are going to have to happen. And then whether you're in England or here, There's the food shopping. And then when you've got all the parcels, you've got to pack them. You've got to put up a Christmas tree. You've got to make sure the cat doesn't pull it down or the dog doesn't pull it down. And then there's all the baking. There's all the preparation of the food. And then, of course, there's the opening of the Dior calendar. We mustn't forget that. I think that's going to take priority this Christmas for Carol. We might check in. We might check in on Christmas Eve and see how it went. So, Paul, you can't just sit there and shake your head. Look, if you can't do anything else, buy some more gravy. Mind he likes that, doesn't he? Thank you, Nick. Yes. So, is this what our Advent journey is really about? Is this what it should look like? Well, all those things are fabulous, and they're all part of a countdown, aren't they? And that is what Advent really means. In Latin, it's Adventus, and it's a coming, an arrival, a coming. Now, who here has ever, not many, no, apart from Harrison, I think, who has ever had a baby brother or sister? You haven't, Harrison, no? You haven't got a baby brother? Yeah. There's a few of us. I haven't. Bill had a sister, yep. Now, what was your mum like when there was a baby being, not when it was born, before it was born, and your dad and grandma and everyone, they're all rushing around, aren't they, thinking, I must get a cart, I must get this, I must get that, I must get that, I must be prepared for this, get my bag ready in case I have to go into hospital, make sure that everything's in place, put all the meals in the freezer for my husband because he won't think to cook them, and all those things have to happen. The birth of the baby means there's a lot of preparation. There's a lot of waiting, too. And, you know, in the Bible, it tells us, well, it tells us in lots of places, but I'm just going to use one very short verse this morning from Isaiah, and he's talking to a king called Ahaz, who he's trying to say to him, look, if we're going into battle, if we're going to war, if we're doing all these things, you need to have God on your side. You truly do. And he's just not listening. And he says, but where's the hope? And he says, this is taking it out of a whole chapter, which many of you will know from chapter 7 in Isaiah. It says, if you want a sign, God will give you one. This is it. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. And did that come true? It certainly did. Did you say you were in the Nativity this next week, Sylvie? Who are you in the Nativity? And what does she have? And what's his name? Right, so it did come true, didn't it? Because we do things like being in the Nativity because it did come true. And in Matthew, it tells us all this took place, the fact that Mary was having this baby, to fulfill the Lord, what the Lord had said through the prophet, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. But did that part of the Bible all happen in 4 weeks? It most certainly did not. It was a long wait. So Isaiah didn't see the fulfillment of the promise, but he knew, he had hope that God would deliver what he had promised. So he had hope. So, you know, this waiting business can take quite a long time. The thing is, in that long time, God doesn't want anybody to be miserable. You know, God is a God of fun. He's a God of celebration. There were lots of celebrations in the Jewish calendar. And boy, there's one thing I know, I do know about the Jewish people. They know how to party. They know how to party. They practice. They've practiced for years. It's all in here. They know how to party. But is this partying just about the festival? Is Christmas just about the festival? Go on, Sylvie. No, it isn't, is it? Because, as you said before, it's about the birth of the baby, Jesus. So this time of Advent is really a time of waiting. And in that waiting, do we sit and do nothing? No. What do we do? What didn't I do this morning? I didn't focus on Jesus. We didn't have him at the center. I wasn't prepared. And so all the festivals required preparation, like Christmas does. It requires, and we heard Jesus say to Mary, you know, that's important to get everything right. It's important to have the beautiful table laid. It's important to get the right ingredients for Christmas. But actually, that's the outward things. Advent is also a time of the inward preparation. And that's something that's perhaps a little bit harder. But what did Jesus... Oh, that one isn't my understanding. What did Jesus tell Mary Martha was important? Who can remember? Did he say, just don't be angry? What did he say? Mary is right. What is she doing? Go on, Sylvie. She was talking to Jesus. Spot on. You know, when we're in Advent, we need to prepare inwardly. We need to find space. We need to have a special place, a quiet place, where we can talk to Jesus. Now, some of you would have been very handy in my sermon earlier. By talking to Jesus, it doesn't necessarily mean it's got to be formal. You just need to talk to him, involve him in everything you do. We were very blessed this morning where a couple of the youngsters came and prayed with us. That was wonderful. But it doesn't have to be that formal. You can have your own quiet space. Some of you slightly older ones, perhaps, you might do devotional Advent readings. I'm following the Celtic Advent one, and when I picked it up a couple of days ago, seeing where it was going to start on the 27th of November, I found it started on the 15th. That threw me. So I have a bit of catching up to do, I will admit. But don't ask me too much about this one because I don't know yet, but I meant to do it last year and didn't get to it. So yes, but some of us do devotional readings, Bible readings, sitting and just being quiet with Jesus. And you know, that's really all he asks, because he says, if you draw close to God, God will draw close to you. It comes from James 6. When we were thinking about doing this little flurry of chaos, it brought to mind, this is one of my favorite books, particularly for people who are discovering Jesus. And it's called Dinner with a Perfect Stranger. It's a fabulous read. And I personally have handed it to a couple of people who didn't yet know Jesus. And boy, when you've read this book. And it's very much what we did there. It's someone being invited. He doesn't know invited by whom. But actually, each time he goes to this restaurant, what he's doing is sitting with Jesus and he doesn't know. So we don't want to be like that. We don't want to be sitting with Jesus and we don't know. We just want to really invite Jesus into our heart. Now, in a moment, we're just going to look at a little video that goes along with our There Is Room Advent. But just before that, I'm just going to just ask if you'd join me to really invite Jesus into our heart this Christmas. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the joy of coming to praise you this morning. We thank you. We thank you for the chaos that we cause that just highlights to us that you need to be the center of all we do. And Father, we know that we all of us get a little bit frazzled and frayed with the Christmas shopping, the food shopping, or the packing to go away, or all manners of things. But we pray that we would each day find time to sit with you. Father, may we prepare inwardly for the celebration of your birth. And we thank you for all the nativity plays and the Christingles and the carol services, all those outward displays. And we pray that they too would help us to fully realize how wonderful that birth is, the birth of you, Father. Jesus, our Savior. Amen. This video.
Go into the world, knowing that God is with you. Go into the world with peace of Christ upon you. Go into the world with the blessing of the Holy Spirit. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon and remain with us this day and evermore.
Amen.
And now, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.